CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 9th of February, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. A new RSGB webpage focuses on emerging technology. An upcoming talk at Bletchley Park Museum aims to widen awareness of the radio spectrum and radio transmission. Remember to share your British Science Week ideas. The RSGB has launched a new webpage on how emerging technology can be used in amateur radio. Technologies such as artificial intelligence and 3D printing offer the opportunity to broaden the definition of amateur radio. They could also increase appeal and attract a more diverse audience. For existing radio amateurs, they offer the opportunity for progression through learning new skills. You can also find links to two RSGB convention presentations, including the newly released talk on 3D printing by Tom Wardell, 2E0JJI. Go to rsgb.org/emerging-technology to learn more. The Society will be adding more technologies to the webpage in the coming months and would love to hear from you if you are involved in amateur radio in any of these areas. Share your stories via Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk. On Saturday the 29th of March, the RSGB National Radio Centre Coordinator, Martin Baker, G0GMB, together with Andy Webster, G7UHN, from the Radio Communications Foundation, will be delivering a talk in the Fellowship Auditorium at Bletchley Park Museum. The presentation will introduce people to the radio spectrum and how to get to grips with the fundamentals of radio transmission. The session is being delivered as part of the RSGB's ongoing strategy to promote amateur radio to wider audiences. The Society is pleased to announce that RSGB members who would like to attend the talk are able to benefit from a 10% discount, reducing the price to £14.40. To find out more about this talk, go to the What's On section on the Bletchley Park website via bletchleypark.org.uk. If you'd like to visit the Bletchley Park Museum after the talk, don't forget that RSGB members can gain free entry by downloading a voucher from the RSGB website via rsgb.org/bravo-papa-voucher. British Science Week is less than a month away, and the RSGB would love you to use your interest, expertise, and enthusiasm for amateur radio to get people involved. The annual event is taking place between the 7th and 16th of March, and is a celebration of science, technology, engineering, and maths. Perhaps you love going portable and could take a local Rambler group on an activation with you, or maybe you're a member of Men in Sheds and could deliver a soldering demonstration for them. The Society wants to make amateur radio accessible and inclusive for everyone. All ideas are welcome, both big and small. Whatever you are planning, send your ideas to the RSGB British Science Week Coordinator, Ian Neal, M0KEO, via Bravo Sierra Whiskey at rsgb.org.uk. the RSGB will continue to shell resources and ideas for how to get involved via rsgb.org/BravoSierraWhiskey. A competition has been launched for RSGB regions 6 and 7 in Wales that will take place throughout March. The aim is to encourage both individual RSGB members as well as affiliated clubs in Wales to build their own resonant 21 MHz antenna and make as many QSOs as possible on the 21 MHz band during the month. There are four categories to enter, with certificates issued to the top three stations in each of the categories. A club trophy is also available. To view the full competition rules and to access the submission form, go to tinyurl.com/Wales. Charlie, Oscar, Mike, Papa. Don't forget that Girl Guiding Groups will be taking part in World Thinking Day on the Air activities over the weekends of the 15th and 22nd of February. The aim of the event is to encourage Girl Guiding members to make friendships with those in other units using amateur radio as the means of communication. A list of stations who have provided the RSGB with details of their call sign can be found by going to rsgb.org/thinking-day. If you'd like to be added to this list, please email Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. Today, the Mid-Cheshire Amateur Radio Society Radioactive Fair is taking place at Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich, Cheshire, postcode CW5 5DG. The Red Rose Winter Rally is due to take place on Sunday the 23rd of February from 10 a.m. at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, Lancashire, WN7 2PJ. Please note that the maximum number of 5-foot tables per trader has to be reduced from 6 to 5. On a brighter note, the price remains as it has been for several years at £10 per table. For more information, visit whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. And the Lagan Valley Amateur Radio Society annual rally will take place on Saturday, the 1st of March at Hillsborough Village Centre, 7 Ballinahinch Road, BT26, 6AR. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. For more details, visit Lima Victor Alpha Romeo Sierra dot uniform kilo. Now the special event news. A series of special event stations is active until the 31st of March to celebrate the city of Chemnitz, one of the European capitals of culture, for 2025. All QSOs will be uploaded to eQSL, Logbook of the World, Club Log, and the DARC, Community Logbook. Paper QSL cards will not be issued. For more information about the event, including the details of a certificate that is available for working the stations, visit 2025charlie.deltaecho. Special call sign Alpha 9100, India Alpha Romeo Uniform, is in use by the Bahrain Amateur Radio Society to mark the 100th anniversary of the International Amateur Radio Union. The call sign will be active for 5 days during each month of the 2025 year. The station was spotted recently using FD4 on the 10-meter band, QSL via EC6DX. British Railways Amateur Radio Society is continuing to run special event stations GB0LMR and GB2SDR during 2025 to celebrate 200 years of train travel. Operation is mainly focused on 40 metres, but there may be additional activity on the 10 metre band using SSB. QSL via the Bureau. To read more about the special event stations, visit qrz.com. A team of operators from the DARC is active until the 27th of April using special call sign Delta Alpha Zero, India Alpha Romeo Uniform. The station is operating to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the IARU. The special event team has been in existence for around 5 years and is led by Rick, DL2VFR. Now the DX news. Thierry TK1CX is active from Cameroon until the end of February. He is QRV as Tango Juliet / Tango Kilo 1 Charlie X-Ray on the 20, 17, 15, 12 and 10 meter bands. He operates mainly using FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or via EA5ZD. And Shamo SV3PS is operating as Charlie 5 Sierra Papa from the Gambia until around the middle of March. He operates using SSB and FT8 on the HF bands, QSL via SV3PS. Now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide WPX RITI contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 8th and runs until 23:59 UTC today, the 9th of February. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. The PACC contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 8th and runs until 1200 UTC today. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. PA stations also send their province. On Tuesday the 11th, the RSGB 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 70 cents band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday the 11th, the RSGB 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 70 cents band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 12th, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 cents band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 cents band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Also on Wednesday the 12th, the RSGB 80-meter club championship data leg runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using PSK63 and RITI on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 13th, the RSGB 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, the ARRL International DX contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 15th and runs until 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 16th of February. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and transmit power. United States stations also send their state, and Canadian stations send their province. This is Golf Bravo to Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, on Wednesday, the 5th of February, 2025. Last week went pretty much as predicted. The solar wind from a large coronal hole impacted the Earth on Saturday, 1st of February, pushing the KP index to 4. The hole was so large that the geomagnetic disturbance lasted until the early evening on Sunday. Once the solar wind speed had dropped, things got back to normal, and the KP index has been in the range 1 to 2 ever since. The event appeared to have had little effect on HF propagation, with maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path remaining above 28 MHz during the daylight hours, so it looks like we dodged a bullet. At the time of writing, we've had 21 M-class flares in 3 days. A solar flare measuring M8.8 was detected around our active region 3981, 0358 UTC on the 3rd of February. This was the strongest flare yet from this region in terms of peak X-ray flux. However, the flare itself was impulsive and was not the source of a coronal mass ejection. Over the next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index could fall slightly to be in the 180 to 200 range. Make the most of the good propagation, as we may be entering a period of unsettled geomagnetic conditions again from the 10th to the 17th of February. NOAA predicts that the KP index could rise to a maximum of 5 on the 13th, but is likely to be in the range of 3 to 5 over the 7-day period. Part of this may be down to another coronal hole which became Earth-facing on the 6th of February. There's also a good chance that we could get an X-class eruptive flare from active regions 3981 or 3978, which could result in a coronal mass ejection. We recommend you keep an eye on solarham.com for daily updates. Another VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. High pressure during the second half of last week brought some useful tropo conditions. As this week, ending today, comes to a close, there are some wintry showers along the North Sea coast which may produce some snow and rain scatter. However, this may be weakened by nearby high pressure. By the end of this week, ending today, there will be a change of weather pattern as the high, having now migrated to Scandinavia, leaves room for Atlantic weather systems to encroach from the west during the coming week. This could bring rain scatter possibilities to the western side of the country, and these should be more useful than the eastern coast ones at the end of last week, since the rain will probably be heavier and the fronts slow moving. This time of year is something of a desert for sporadic e-propagation, although look out for lesser events as a result of jet streams. You can track these on the PropQuest website. Keep a lookout for auroras during the week beginning tomorrow, since the likelihood of M-class flares is around 85%, while the chance of X-class flares is approximately 20%. So, keep an eye on the KP index for any potential solar events that could cause auroras. Next week, there are no major meteor showers. The next significant meteor shower, the Lyrids, will become active in April. Keep checking the pre-dawn period for random meteors. Moon declination reached a maximum yesterday, Saturday the 8th. Past losses are still low but will increase throughout the coming week. This means that this weekend, ending today, should produce good activity for EME, especially on the gigahertz bands, with long moon windows and high peak moon elevation. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate this weekend, ending today the 9th, but falls to low for the rest of the coming week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is live events only for my repeater coverage of the southwest of England and all Wales. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the New Remembrance Hall, SP70PL, from 7 p.m. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8J2. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society on Friday. The club meets at the Bunker, Beausejour Leisure Centre, from 7:30 p.m. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock, from 6 p.m. Jersey Amateur Radio Society Clubroom is now open on Friday evenings from 8 p.m. The old footpath has been reinstated to gain access on the meteorological radar tower to Mast B. Be very careful as the ground is uneven. You'll need a torch if it's dark. Tomorrow, that's the 10th, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is meeting at the Baptist Church Rooms in Shepton Mallet from 7:30 p.m. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m, talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all, members and non-members. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club, well, on Friday, members will be meeting from 7 p.m. Thornbrand South Gloucester Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 10:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. This Wednesday evening, the 12th, will be an operating and social evening. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. And now for all of Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 14th of February at Hirwine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB, from 6 p.m. Abercanfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the 2nd and 3rd Tuesday of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY on Tuesdays. The next meeting of RIL and District Amateur Radio Club will take place on Wednesday the 5th of March at 7:30 p.m. at the RIL Yacht Club building, Kimmel Bay, RIL. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Caron adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN, from 7 p.m. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Tuesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcon magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as soon in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7:30, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.